Welcome to Candlelit Tarot. I'm your host, Deal Bester, and today I'm going to be using some different decks. Usually I would circulate around the same ones just because I really love how comfortable I am with them and I love the accuracy. But today I plan on, you know, switching it up a little bit. I wanted to use the Good Karma Tarot. I've had this one for a while, but I haven't used it that much. I also have Shine from the Inside Oracle cards and Divine Intuition Oracle. So that is usually how I do my readings. I end up doing one tarot and two oracle. Sometimes it's two tarot, three oracle. It really just depends on the reading, but I really just love switching it up in general. So that is what we're going to head into today. Pretty soon, it should be time to do the October predictions because literally next week is the first. And I can't believe September just flew by like that. Literally, it was just September 7th and now it's already the 19th. So really crazy how fast the months are going by. Like, really, I feel like time is just leaving us all behind and just moving forward without us. Maybe not everybody feels that way, but I kind of feel that way a little bit. Like, time is just really just, it's really just pushing along, you know, and I'm kind of, you know, feeling like this isn't even 2022 still at some point. So anyways, let's get into this reading. But before we do, let's say hello to today's sponsor, Anchor, the free way to make a podcast. Also, before we get into it, if you want to check out my other podcast that I have, it is super fun, super amazing. It is all about books. If you're interested in that, then I will leave that linked in my link tree for you guys, somewhere for you to click on. So yes, go and check that out. Now, let's get on with the reading. All right, so the first card that came out is the Nine of Wands in reverse. This definitely popped out without me even answering or asking a question. This one just came out, so this message is going to be for some of you who may be feeling a little bit defensive or hesitant, maybe even a little bit paranoid. So this pertains to whatever you have going on in your life. This could be another person that's making you feel like this. This could be your current position at work, whatever it is, or whatever is making you feel this paranoia or, you know, on edge. Anything like that, maybe it's best to, you know, separate yourself from whatever is causing you to feel this way. If this is a relationship, then definitely take a step back and identify the red flags. A lot of people want readings about love and, you know, their love life in general. That's the most popular ones. But a lot of us need to consider, okay, what's best for me? Let's get a reading on what's best for me right now. What's best for my situation? What's best for my future? If I have a family, what's best for my family? Instead of just worrying about being with another person or persons, you know, however you want to do it, whatever the case is, let's focus more on what is the best decision. What is a decision that we can make that can help us move forward in a positive way? Because a lot of us, you know, we're in traumatic, I just feel like I can't talk. We are in traumatic relationships, traumatic situationships, however you want to say it. And a lot of us don't know how to identify that we are going through something traumatic. So we just think that, oh, if we just keep pushing through it, then it'll get better. That's not how that works always. And especially when it comes to relationships, you know, if the communication is just not there, then that's just not how it is. So a lot of us do need to just focus more on improving our lives instead of worrying about companionship, because even though that is something that's amazing, being with another person, sharing your life, sharing your dreams, going through the best times, the worst times with somebody else, it feels good having another person by your side. But at the same time, if we're not mentally prepared for that, we're not going to know how to act whenever we actually get that person by our side. We might end up sabotaging the whole thing because we overthink, we're clingy, you know, just a lot of unnecessary things. So it all depends on how you're feeling about that specific relationship. If you're feeling a certain paranoia, if you're the one causing the paranoia yourself, definitely try and identify that too, because I have actually done this in the past, just been super paranoid about the things that I'm doing in a relationship that could be potentially pushing the other person away. Those are things that we need to try and identify. Next up, we have the Queen of Coins in reverse. This is the same as Queen of Pentacles being reversed. This represents an imbalance in work or in family, maybe even commitments, things that you are specifically committed to. This card is here to remind you, hey, you might have a lot going on right now. There could be a lot that you're trying to focus on and just push through. But it's also important to understand that these things are causing an imbalance, not only in your life, but maybe even in your health. These are certain things that could be, you know, everything you're eating. Every time you watch TV, you know, you might feel like, oh, you need to eat something. Or every time you are, you know, I don't know, listening to music or driving. These are habits that we might not even know that we have until we start realizing them and identifying them as bad habits. So it can come from that a lot. Also, it could stem from, you know, how stressed we are at work, how stressed we are with our families. There's so many stresses. There's so many things we go through as adults, and it can be really hard to try and manage all of that. What I have actually been trying to do is focus on all of the things that I have going on at once, because there are so many things, and really just trying to identify, like, what causes me the highest amount of stress? What makes me feel the most anxious? How can I relax more? Those are things I ask myself. But then I think about all the things I have to do again, and then I just go in a cycle. It's a cycle of stress, relax for 2 seconds, stress, relax for 2 seconds. That's literally how it is. So if you are just like me, then it can be really hard to even identify where the stress is coming from, because we never get out of that mode of feeling stressed out, and we never are allowing ourselves to even relax. We never even allow ourselves to have a break. And next up, we have the Queen of Wands. This represents warmth and vibrance and determination. This card definitely gives off the sun vibes. One of my favorite cards. Also represents warmth and success and radiance and just beauty. Just a lot of very bright yellow things that I love. Yellow is one of my favorite colors. But anyways, this card is here to tell you, hey, you might be going through all these stresses with that Nine of Wands. You might be going through even more stresses with the Queen of Coins. But the Queen of Wands is here to tell you, hey, it's okay, because there's sunshine coming. There's a more of a break coming. There's an opportunity for you to feel relaxed. You just have to hang in there, you know, this warmth, this feeling of success, this feeling of you being determined. Maybe it's something you're working towards. Maybe it's a goal that you're trying to reach. Maybe you are trying to reach, you know, maybe you want to learn, lose 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds, whatever the case may be. You are trying to do this, and you're trying to do this the right way with patience and honesty. And those are all the things that you are just really trying to push forward with. And this doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, fitness goals. This could be, oh, well, I'm a writer, so I want to write, you know, 30 minutes every day or 30 minutes twice a day, whatever the case may be. I know that a lot of times when we set goals for ourselves, they tend to be a little bit unrealistic because we start too big. This is something that I've just recently realized that I do. Every time I set a goal, it's literally out of this world. Like, I set extremely unrealistic goals, and it's a horrible, horrible habit, because you feel so let down when you don't accomplish those goals. Let me tell you, we're humans. We get distracted, especially with, you know, our phones. Everything that's on there is meant to distract us, and that's what it's doing. All these TV shows, all these movies, all of these screens in general are distracting, along with the other things that we have going on in our life. But if we really just stop, if we really say, hey, I'm really not gonna do this anymore, like, I'm really gonna be done with this, then why not? These are things that we can achieve, but being determined, being willing, being ready, being able, understanding that if we just stop, then we can achieve so much more. Also, making our goals a lot smaller. I myself am working on something like this, just making goals smaller so that way I don't overwhelm myself and then end up giving up in like 2 or 3 days, because that's how it is sometimes. You know, I start really big and I go really hard and I'm like, yeah, I can stick with this, I can do this, this is easy. And then, you know, 2 or 3 days later, I'm pretty burnt out and I don't want to do it anymore. So I'm starting smaller and I'm working my way up. Progress. You can do it. I believe in you. All right, next up we have turn lemons into lessons. I absolutely love the way this card looks and I love how yellow and bright it is. And that should be the theme of today's reading, just yellow and bright and vibrant and radiant and drawing us towards success. This card is here to tell you, hey, you may have gone through really hard times. You might be going through extremely hard times right now. But if you just turn these downs into ups and figure out ways to just turn things around for yourself, you can create your reality. You can change your reality. You can change a lot of things in your life just by making small changes. I'm actually trying to make the changes of stopping eating Oreos, okay, and spicy nacho Doritos. Who else is with me? Okay, yes, we can do it. Listen, I'm just not gonna order them. The bummer is that I just ordered some last week, so the cabinet is fully stocked with 2 bags of spicy nacho Doritos, and I'm not gonna eat them. I'm not gonna do it because I am really trying to tell myself, hey, I have the willpower to not eat those things, even though they're enormously delicious. I have the willpower to stop bad habits, and I can, and I will. I'm just really trying to change my life and be the most positive that I can be and understand that I want to treat my body good. I want to treat my body better. I used to just treat my body, you know, sort of good, sort of, I guess. Now I've just developed really horrible habits over time and I'm trying to reverse that. You know, I want to be around for a long time and I know that a lot of people do. So let's try and let go of those bad habits that end up shortening our time. Let's let go of those things that are damaging our insides, even if we can't see it on the outside. All right, and lastly, we have Leap of Faith. This is a beautiful card. This is one of my favorite decks, to be honest, the Divine Intuition Oracle. I absolutely love it. So this card, this Leap of Faith card, is here to say, when was the last time you took a risk? When was the last time you made major, major changes in your life? When was the last time you woke up feeling different, feeling refreshed, wanting to make changes? This morning, did I want to get up? Absolutely not. Could I sleep for a whole 24 hours? Absolutely. Could I sleep even longer? Probably. But am I trying to make those changes? Yes. So I got a lot done today, folding the clothes, washing the dishes, cleaning the floor, doing homeschool. I did a lot of things today that I was very, very, very proud of myself for because I got up early. I even worked out for 10 minutes. What? Okay. Now I know 10 minutes. You're like, what? 10 minutes? Listen, that's better than nothing, okay? Because it could have been nothing. I could have slept till 8:30. Would have been just fine with me. Wouldn't have made a difference, sort of. But I would have been a little bit let down by myself because I didn't get up and try. So I did a quick workout and I felt really good after, and I just want to feel really good like that all the time. So I encourage you, if you don't work out at all, if you're like me, you'd rather sleep, or you'd rather watch a movie, okay? Now, it's okay to do those things. Sleeping, obviously we need to do it, but sleeping too much, feeling lazy, feeling slow, those are all things that just come back to really bite us. So I really encourage you to work out, especially if you don't ever do it. I hardly ever work out, but I want to start being, you know, I want to start saying, oh, I work out every day or every other day. I could do the workout that I did this morning. I could do that every day because it was only 10 minutes and it got my blood flowing. It was great. I absolutely loved it. So I just recommend everybody trying that too. Just to be on the healthier side, you know, it doesn't have to be anything intense. I didn't do anything intense. Was I huffing and puffing? Of course, because I'm out of shape. But it's all right, because this is where we start, okay? Who knows? I might actually stay committed, and then this time next year, I'll be talking to y'all and be like, I actually stayed committed. Who knows what changes you can make by just sticking with something. So I'm really gonna try. I'm really gonna try to stick with something. No Oreos, no chips, even though I could live off of Oreos and chips, but you know, we're not gonna talk about that. So that is all I have for you guys today. What habits do you have that you are trying to get rid of? What new habits are you trying to bring into your life? Okay, are you actually going to work out for 10 minutes in the mornings? I think you should try it, unless you already do it. If you already do it, awesome. But if you don't do it, if you don't work out at all, ever, definitely try it. Do it. It's great. I felt really good after. And I felt really accomplished. Like, hey, I did an actual workout. Like, I feel like my old self from high school would be like, really? Because I ran track in high school, but you wouldn't be able to tell. You wouldn't be able to tell at all. I actually ran track from the third grade to sophomore year of high school. So really long time. But you, like I said, you wouldn't be able to tell. Anyway, let me stop. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Candela Tarot. I'm your amazing host, DL Bester. Don't forget to check out my other podcast. It's all about books that will be linked in my link tree. If you are interested in supporting any of my podcasts, then those will be linked as well. Till next time, stay safe out there. I'm sending you all peace and love. Bye.